Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Who came to whose rescue? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Sheila. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Can you hear me okay?
No. You've kind of got a fuzzy thing going on, but you're all right, yeah.
Okay. So I'm a wildlife rehabilitator and rescuer. So I've got like a million different stories.
Okay.
But, I guess probably one of my most crazy ones was I rescued a deer out of a 40-plus foot ravine.
That's cool.
And I did it in 6-inch platform high heels.
Oh, yeah, that deer was like, mama.
Was the deer in water or was it just down in the ravine?
It had been hit by a truck and then got run over by a car.
Jesus.
And then it like went under the guardrail and toppled down the ravine into the sticker bushes. And so I got the call about it and went over there. And by then the police were there, fortunately, because it was dark by then. And I had this 30-foot like lead, kind of like the ones the canine units use when they're on a scent trail.
But again, you're in high heels.
Yeah, why didn't they do anything? Why are they just standing there waiting for a high-heeled woman to show up to take the deer out of the bushes?
They have no idea what to do. They usually call me when there's something really crazy with an animal.
All right. Well, what is the technique, right? So you said the deer's been hit by a car, then it gets run over, falls down a ravine. I mean, I'm not trying to sound callous. Is it worth saving at that point?
Well, I knew it wasn't going to make it, but I didn't want it to die there by itself. And it was not full-grown yet. It was like... It was a little bit bigger than I am.
All right.
Not much, though.
Well, we don't know what you look like. I mean, you can be huge. Yeah,
I'm about 115 pounds, 5'4".
All right, so your heels didn't hate you.
Yeah, I was going to say you're wearing heels.
Sometimes I'm like, man, Hitler came back as heels for this woman because right. They do not deserve to have to hold. So when you say, then what do you do with the deer after you pull it out of the ravine? The thing's already messed up. I mean, do you hand it to the cops? Does someone drive it somewhere or what?
I put it in my car in a crate and then put it in my car and took it to where I work. And we gave it some pain medication and put it, got it comfortable on a soft bed. And
how was the venison dinner later?
Wait, hold on. That was that stressed out.
Did you hold the animal in the blanket when you put the animal down?
Oh, it passed on its own.
Okay, I was going to say.
All right.
When they put the animal down, even if it's like a raccoon or whatever, do they poop in your blanket like your pet does?
If they don't poop, they at least let out the death fart.
Correct. Yes. I just was checking.
Yeah. How many different animal farts?
Do you think
farts,
that happens to people?
It does. How many different animal farts do you think you've experienced? Like types of animals in that moment?
Oh, good God. Well, birds don't fart, so.
Wait, birds don't fart? For real?
It's a children's book.
Yeah, for real. They don't have an anus.
Well, they got a cloaca.
They are not real.
Yeah, they do.
so birds don't fart. I had no freaking idea.
What do you mean they don't have a sheriff's badge? Come again there.
So birds, they don't fart. That's why, like, if you feed them the...
Alka-Seltzer or whatever.
Alka-Seltzer, yeah. And it ruptures their innards because they can't expel
Same with not throwing rice at a wedding or something?
Rice gets really sticky and swells up in the crop, in their throat.
Okay, all right.
I'll be goddamn. Birds don't have anus. So what part of the body, all right, so they have a cloaca, so it's a cloaca just its entire separate thing? It's not considered basically just like a bird anus?
It's basically like the urethra and anus all in one. So when birds crap, you know, the white stuff, that's their urea, their pee.
Yeah.
And the dark, chunky stuff's their poo.
I'll be goddamn.
I did not know that.
So they just have one chute is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And that's the same, kind of like a reptile, that's the same place where you would do the dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all one. So like the alligator.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, all right, makes sense.
I think so.
So an alligator doesn't fart.
So my wallet is a cloaca.
Yeah, but the alligator doesn't fart, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, no, not really, they don't. Sometimes when it comes out, even with birds, though, it'll be... make a little noise, but...
Well, sure. Well, that's it. You should have heard me this morning. Good Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sound like a banjo. I had no idea. So the white stuff in bird poop is bird pee. And then that little bit of grain you find in there is the actual turd.
Huh.
I will be goddamn.
So is it better to say I got bird pee on me or bird pooped on me?
Well, it still sounds better saying poop.
I think you got a little combination of both every time.
Well, isn't it always if you're going to?
You know what? I've never pooped and not peed.
But this is like mixed together. This is like when your food's touched. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you ever pooped and not peed? You've obviously peed and not pooed. I don't know that I've... I mean, like in the course of your life, right? As long as you've been alive, have you ever sat down to poop and not also peed? Does poop always come with pee?
Yeah.
I feel like it does. Because even if you just peed, I feel like you still have the urge when you sit down to be like, oh, maybe I do have a little left.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about it now. Like, have I peed every single time? I'm going to start keeping track of it.
Who came to whose rescue? 206-421-ROCK.
I remember as a kid asking another kid, like, do you pee when you poop too? And they were like, yeah. I was like, this is crazy.
I'm not alone. I don't know if it's too much.
That's when you really know you're done because you really begin going number one.
What do you mean?
It's like it's that last thing. Like, one... your body knows you're done going number two when you get that really at the end long pee for whatever
reason. Do you pee after you've pooped?
I pee before and then after, when it's done.
I don't know. I know I'm going to be focused tomorrow morning in the bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just pay attention. I'm just curious because I think...
that's the finishing.
I think...
It's a donut. I think you start and then you end with it.
I believe I pee before I poop. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure...
then you poop and then you pee again.
I'm not sure that I pee after, but now I got to pay attention.
I bet you do.
You think so?
I bet you do.
Put a dollar on it. Because I'll give you an honest answer. Because I got one brewing.
I'm pretty sure that's a process.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you Googling this for us, Ted?
I'm just seeing. Like, has anybody ever pooped without?
Pee. I mean, honest to God, now that I'm thinking, it's stupid. But I'm just thinking, I don't think I've ever done, like, every. But
they say it is possible, but difficult, to do one without doing the other.
Huh. So what do you think the difference is with, like, dogs, right? Because my dog will pee in three different spots. And then the last thing she does on any given walk, and it's in a different spot, is poop.
Well, isn't that the... I mean, it's the same thing with us, right?
Yeah, but with us, according to that, anyway, it can be done, but it's difficult for a human to poop without also peeing. But I'm saying my dog can space it out. Like, I will pee here and do this, right? Marking your territory. But then poop without peeing later.
Oh.
Or sometimes, you know, if they're like nudging your hand, like, I need to go out, should just poop. No pee. But as a human being... I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, in the morning, I feel like I pee a few, two or three times before I actually sit down and get the business done.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Morning's much different. Just curious.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is. It is in the studio basement bar. It's Ryan Castle. How are you, sir?
Dude, I'm good. I mean, the sun's out today. It's going to be 70 degrees. Like, I'm just feeling it all of the sudden.
You're getting ready for the barbecue grilling season, I'm assuming?
Barbecue grilling season, you know, and I've been struggling because, you know, I got a new grill. I got a new smoker, and I've only been able to use it a couple of times. And I'll tell you what, coming off of Memorial Day weekend, I was stoked to be able to use it. But, you know, it's just the weather wasn't great.
No,
it's been great. I mean, you can do it in the rain, but I mean, part of the appeal is like being out there and, I could technically run the smoker and go out and manage it in the rain, but it's just not as fun.
So, well, I mean, we know it could be July 5th. Typically it is. We have to power through another month here. And let's face it, one thing that we would like to try to do is to cheer you up just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So I found this this survey that's full of happy, motivational songs.
Yeah. Well, good work.
But we're going to do the bottom of the list, which are the sad ones.
Well, they had a poll that said that if you listen to sad songs, it makes you feel better. Did you know that? Yes. They had a poll.
Yeah, it's like, you ever had somebody say, you know, I just needed a good cry?
Right.
Yeah, I hate those people.
Okay, yeah. Sure, I've heard it.
Yeah. I mean, was it good? Did you have fun while you were crying? So
I think the point here is it helps you get the sad out.
Okay. Is that how you're trying to sell this? You're going to hit us with 10 sad-ass songs, and we're going to feel better when we're at done. The end of this.
You're going to feel better because you're not as sad as these
right,
people.
Exactly. I think that's the whole thing. So these
it's
are
like
the
seeing
10,
ugly people.
These are the 10.
Right.
I ain't that
right.
ugly.
It's 10. Like going to monster trucks. And you walk away and you go, you know what? I'm going to be all right.
I have a life. These are the 10 saddest songs of all times.
10, number 10.
And through it.
Jumping on a condom.
My huge bulging. Right.
Robbie Williams, Ode to Prophylactics.
It sounds like it could be used in a condom commercial.
She offered me
Brother,
protection.
I feel better already.
She didn't want an infection for my erection.
Trojan for those special weekends.
Trojan.
Ribbed for, well, you know, it's for you.
Keep your goo to yourself.
Keep back the erection infection.
Make it sound like an accordion. Trojan rib condoms.
Sounds like you're doing the polka.
Is that a silly straw?
I always want to just get like, I wish they had like a 48 pack. I just want to see the look on the person's face when I put it on
I've
the
had
counter.
47 condoms for the last 5 years.
You know, sir, these expire in 8 months. I know. Oh, I know.
I'll be back on Monday.
Every time I hear the Capital One commercial, it goes, what's in your wallet? I'm like, condom from high school still.
Smushed up joints. These are the 10 saddest songs of all time.
Number 9.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Oh, yeah.
You should write better songs then. Nobody wants to hang out with your miserable.
Who does this one? Who does this?
Eric Carmen. Not Cartman. Eric Carmen.
Hey, cow. Hey, cow. I don't want to be by myself. Hey.
You can't say what Cartman would say. You dirty little.
I just pictured one dude at a bar at this place by himself. And like the Batman, it's raining inside on him.
It's always raining. It's always raining. Yeah,
but he picked the damn music off the jukebox.
Yes,
himself.
Right.
Yeah. You like know why? Because like, he needed a good cry.
Yeah, like, again, Steve?
We're going to ask you to leave, man.
Right. Or it's just Trojan.
I'm your only customer.
All right. Once again, Trojan.
Just in case. You never know.
Right. In case you're not by yourself.
It is 4:30 in the afternoon, and she will be hammered, but she's coming at any moment.
Left me standing all alone and crying.
Steve, seriously, you picked the song as a follow-up.
Right.
You're bringing the bar down, man. Jesus, who is
nothing sadder than a grown man in a cowboy hat crying.
Would you go over and say something to him? Would you put your hand on his back, on his plaid shirt shoulder?
I would assume there was some sort of mental break going on there.
Would you look at him and through the Ray-Bans and the mustache and say, "Brother, are you okay, man?
Did you lose your horse? You gonna make it? Because your horse looks sad too.
Are you just gonna keep drowning yourself in that Shiner Bock, or would you like me to get you a shot of Jack Daniels?"
He gives his horse a pull off his beer.
Right. Oh, damn. You want us to say, like, we hate Oklahoma? Will that cheer you up, partner?
See, we're three songs in. I feel better already.
What if we talk about, I don't know, chili and brisket?
Yeah. No beans. I got you.
These are the 10 saddest songs of all time.
Number 7.
I've never paid attention to these lyrics. I don't care.
I can't really understand.
Here's the funny thing about this one. This is actually an uplifting song. I think it's just sad because it's Celine Dion.
Well, she sings so much. She sings so hard, it's like hard to understand her.
I don't know what she... I don't care what she's saying.
She's hitting notes. It's amazing. My heart will go on
is a positive message.
Well, yeah, because she didn't drown.
Yeah, she didn't make room for Leo, brother.
She didn't drown on an iceberg in the middle of the Atlantic.
She would have floated because she's made of wood.
Right.
You ever notice how stiff that woman is?
She's Canadian. Man. That's just how they act.
Is that what it is?
That's what they do. These are
it's
10
Canadian Shield.
These are the 10 saddest songs of all time.
Number 6.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
She's always sad.
I wish nothing.
Has she ever sung a song where she's happy about something?
No.
It's sad. The problem is, I heard this song so much.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, this is just drunk chicks blaring this out at the bar again.
Yeah, and she's with someone now, so who cares?
If
she was perpetually single and alone and sad and stuff, you're like,
yeah, and you know what she has now that she didn't have?
She's sitting courtside at
money,
Laker games.
Lots
right?
of it.
Yeah, I mean, she's not
I know, but
sad.
She still sings this stuff.
She's courtside at the Laker games half the time.
Yeah. I mean, money isn't going to buy you happiness, but you can do rad stuff that makes you happy.
Right. The saddest thing is watching the Lakers.
Right.
And she's courtside. These are the 10 saddest songs of all times.
Number 5.
Yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
All my troubles seem so far away.
I'm guilty of this one.
I think Let It Be would get me from the Beatles, too.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I like this song, and yeah, I've definitely put this on later in the night. But I never thought about it being sad. I'm just like, it's
look,
the Beatles.
I just saw him the other night for McCartney for 2.5 hours. He has 2.5 hours. He didn't play this.
What?
Oh. It's concert. You want to have a good time? You don't play this.
Right. No kidding.
You know what the saddest Beatles song is?
What's that?
I Am the Walrus.
Because he realized he's a walrus.
He's a walrus.
And an Eggman.
This sucks.
Cuckoo Cachoo.
I'd rather be the Eggman. How do you want him done, man? Over easy, sunny side up. That person who works the bar, the omelet bar, that guy. Yellow chunks of ham.
Number 4.
How is this sad? I thought she was just telling someone, like, hey, man, I'll always love you. Like, good on you.
Again, this is a warm song. Maybe it's because it's Whitney Houston, and we just think about...
She was singing to her crack pipe.
Well, the bodyguard did die, right?
I don't know.
You mean Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
I never saw the movie. But I always hear the song. I'm like, yeah, all right, man, it's an upbeat message.
Well, I've seen people use this as their first song to dance with at a wedding.
Okay, don't use this as your first song, then, if it's about your dead partner.
If it's in case something bad happens.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Make sure I got your insurance policy, and I'll have your back.
Mike, your first songs would be what? I used to love her, but I had to kill her.
That's real nice.
These are the 10 saddest songs of all time.
Number 3.
Sorry.
What is funny about this song? You're thinking about that Eric Clapton joke, aren't you?
No. He's such a wonderful guy. He and I would get along. My sympathies are with him.
Yeah. Didn't his partner in this one kind of come out later on and go like, he was never around.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really show up.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the kid, was young, but he never really came around ever.
It was like Candle in the Wind. I'd already written the song, and it wasn't about Princess Diana.
Terrible story.
But I'm going to go ahead and re-release and say it's about her. Well, okay. Damn.
That joke about the bag of cocaine is funny, though.
And the COVID. These are the 10 saddest songs of all time.
Number 2.
Because nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
Yeah, it just occurred to me, two of these songs are covers, including this one, and I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston.
I mean, this song just sounds like Sunday Felt.
Sunday.
It's just more sad just, when someone else does it.
Just a bad, nasty day. My sad. It's supposed to be a holiday weekend, but there's no holiday in my life.
Here comes Sinead breaking out in song at the barbecue.
All right.
It's getting a little awkward because nobody
castle's smoking in the rain.
Everything sucks.
Everything sucks. You got like seven blankets on the couch.
Yeah. Is that smell coming from my trash can? These are the 10 saddest songs of all time.
Number 1.
Don't let yourself go.
You guys want to know a fun fact about R.A.M.? I've never told you before.
Yeah, go ahead.
Never liked this band.
Huh?
That is a fun fact.
I think Everybody Hurts is still better than Shiny Happy People.
All right, good, much better song.
That song makes me sad, too.
I know.
I think they should just pick a lane. Like, everybody's sad.
Which one is it, Michael Stipe?
Right, like, you're bipolar.
Oh, damn.
Pick a lane. That should be the name of their new album. Pick a lane.
Right. Turns out we're just kind of okay.
Right. Thank you, Ryan Castle.
The new R.E.M. album, fine.
Yes. How is it?
Fine.
Thank you so much. There you go, the 10 set of songs of all time.
I feel better.
You're welcome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What happened in, on, around, or because of the water? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Stefan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, really quick, Thrill. You were talking about French onion soup yesterday on the happy hour.
That is correct, yeah.
What restaurant was that?
It was, believe it or not, so we were up at Alderwood Mall on Monday. We actually went up there because we had to run some errands, but we didn't have the kids, so we're like, we're going to eat, meaning drink and have food. So we were trying to get to the Blazing Onion, all right? But there were so many people out and about, there was just no way we're getting in. So my wife says, let's go to Nordstrom, they have a restaurant. I thought it would just be middle of the, like, airplane food, kind of, dude, I'm telling you, some of the best French onion soup I've had. So it's the Nordstrom restaurant at the Alderwood Mall. I'm telling you, man, that French onion soup is sick.
Get some jeans, all get right, some soup.
You get a shirt, man, a new pair of shoes, and get and that French soup. Onion soup, bro. And here's the sad thing. That's the only thing we bought at Nordstrom were drinks, a sandwich, two bowls of soup, and a taco.
And a taco.
And a taco. My wife got the taco.
That is funny that one taco slipped in.
Yeah, she got one taco. Just one.
All right, so I was in Florida, and I was probably, 12, maybe younger, maybe 10. And my dad wanted to teach me how to snorkel. So we're on the reef out there by the Keys. And, you know, as far as out as you can go, it's probably up to your waist, not sure. Deep, right? So he's teaching me, and he says, hey, you need to put your face in the water and just start swimming out. And he pointed out to sea, and he's like, there's some really cool fish over there. You need to go check them out. So I put my face in the water, and I go start paddling out and seeing all these cool fish until all of a sudden I see this massive thing in front of me, and it's coming at me.
Oh.
My dad had ran out in front of me, dropped trout, and then backed up into me with his butt.
That's the giant thing that was coming at me.
I was going to say it was like a tarpon, or like a huge tarpon or a grouper or something.
So that's what he really wanted to show me. And then after that, We started getting the hang of it, doing it some more. They get back on the boat and start drinking, having a good time. And I run into two barracuda about 4 foot long and just freeze in the water. Couldn't do anything. I was terrified. But finally they turned and left, and then I got out of the water. And I didn't go back in after that.
Do barracuda, because they're a mean, ugly fish, but do they come after people?
Well, they come at you to see what you are, so you'll see like two
if
dots.
If you wear something shiny, they will come after you.
So you can't have any jewelry on. But when they turn about 90 degrees and there's a flash, and you get to see how big they are. But then you see the peripheral of their teeth.
Well, they're not attacking me, I don't
care. Their jawline. The one that freaked me out, man, was a tarpon, because I wasn't paying attention, and he was above me, and I looked up, and looking up at him, I thought he was a shark.
Sure.
Because I couldn't see his dorsal fin. So I just looked up, and it's
male or female?
Just a big-ass game fish, but they're 6-7 feet long.
Was it male or female? You were just telling me about the orcas.
I don't know. Well, that's
you were below it. You didn't look up and say, that's a fish vagina. Yeah,
exactly. It was all you see is a dark shadow. You're like, oh, no.
What are you telling me outside? So the National Oceanic, whatever, the NOAA,
the new,
J-Pod.
The new little baby calf thing.
All right.
They found. They weren't sure of the sex of this thing, right?
All right.
They got a drone flying over it. So they're following the pod because, you know, they name all these things.
Right.
And they have numbers on them and all these different things and known for the markings. They weren't sure of the sex of this thing. So the little guy flips over on his back, and they're like, it's a vagina! It's a vagina! Look, it's a vagina! So that's how the thing just rolled over.
They're screaming, they're like celebratory. It's a vagina! Like, well, guys, yeah, it's going to be one of two.
They're probably, I'm assuming they're celebrating, because that means we can have more whales.
That's probably why.
I just don't know
the vagina is the exciting word to yell.
Vagine!
They can't just say it's a female. It's a vagina!
But,
don't be so scientifically scientist-like. I mean, Jesus, man, just say it's a girl. Like, no, we got to celebrate that it's a vagina.
Look at that thing! would have an in on around her because of the water. 206-421 rock. I think it's lighter skin than the rest of them.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, fellas.
Hola.
Yeah, I got a buddy, Jimmy. This is probably 30 years ago. We were water skiing in the North Sound there, north of Seattle. And it was starting to get, the wind was coming up, and it was getting rough. And he was handling the rope, and I was on the beach. We were in kind of shallow water. So he would go out there and hand me the rope, and you know, he'd do like a kind of a standing start type of deal.
Oh, God.
And, yeah. So he's waiting out the boat. The boat turns sideways. Its waves are coming on shore. Boat got sideways, and so he's trying to get in the boat so they can turn the boat. My cousin, who was a gal, and my sister are on there, and he throws his leg up over the stern of the boat, kind of on the gunwale, and a wave came and rocked the boat, and it made the bow go up, and he slid back, and he hooked his satchel on the damn cleat.
Oh, God!
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What color was it? Was it lighter or darker than the rest of them?
It was blue.
Oh, yeah.
He stood up and pulled his pant leg, his short leg up. And he goes, oh, I think I hurt myself. He stands up in the back of the boat, and he lifts his shorts up, and it's hanging down his leg.
Oh, my God.
He's like, God, get him out of here. Get him out of here. So anyways, long story short, he made it back. The only people on the beach to save his life were a bunch of women, and they were horrified. They took him up to the hospital. And since he was in salt water, they had to use iodine to clean the wound.
God, man.
You'd think the salt would take care of it.
Later.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there you go. Sorry, I didn't want to bring the party down. But I mean,
no,
yeah,
man, you just need a warning. Right. You know, like when you watch the news, they say, hey, just so you know, this video we're about to show has some graphic content.
Good Lord.
When you get hooked on the saddle of a boat, like, bro, you let people know.
Right. Yeah, today's just about the color.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing. And speaking of what, now this is a bad one. This is not about penis color. It is about penis. This is so messed up to me. It says, my brothers are twins.
Okay.
Circumcised was left in place. Or what did it say? My brothers are twins. Basically, the mom made the decision to keep foreskin on one of the kids so that she could tell them apart.
Oh, right. Wow.
So you're twins. One of these got the pig in the blanket. The other one's got the best.
You couldn't tell them apart otherwise?
I mean, there's got to be a better way.
You know.
Like, I feel like my friends with twins could tell their own twins apart.
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing at 14? Pull down your pants. Yeah, all right, Timmy, I told you.
Just take a Sharpie and mark them on the back of one hand or something you know?
Man. Good God. She circumcised one of them and not the other.
Like, and you're right. If you really couldn't tell, what are you going to do when they're, like you just said, what are you going to do when you're older?
Open their pants? I mean, seriously.
There's not one defining thing like a mole or anything.
Foreskin.
Apparently that's it.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. All right, so this is an interesting one here. Basically, they surveyed a bunch of people and just asked them their preferences on certain foods.
All right.
Right? Some of them are pretty easy. Some of them are highly debated. Hot topic.
Okay. Hot topics.
Hot topics. That's what they call it. All right, let's talk about chili. Now, I think chili depends on, it's a regional thing, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
So they ask people, do you prefer your chili with beans or without beans?
Without.
I think it depends on where you are, because sometimes it's ground beef. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's beef chunks.
Do you want beans or not? I just don't. If they're in there, I will still eat the chili. I don't think it makes chili worse. It's just my choice. I don't want it.
I like it both ways.
I've heard that about
you. Well, 55% of people said with beans.
All right.
16% said without. 18% said no preference.
I think there's a place for both.
And 11 people said we don't like chili. Look, I grew up, our chili always had beans in it.
Me too.
Right? But then as I got older, you realize like Texas chili never has beans. Like you said, Mike's chili parlor, right? They have the chili, then the beans are on the side. So I could take it either way, but I think I've getting to the point now, if I want a legit chili, get your damn beans out of
it. I think it was trying to feed a lot of people cheap with protein, that's beans. So if you have a family, you make a big pot because you don't have enough money to fill the whole thing with ground beef and still a lot of protein, and it works well together.
I also think if you have cubes of beef in there, like, I know that some people call it chili, but I feel like we're teetering into a stew now.
But isn't that Texas chili for the most part?
Not that I've had.
Is it ground Texas chili?
A lot of it's ground or a lot of it's pulled.
Okay, I mean, have you never had Texas Pete chili out of the can? That's about as authentic as you get there, partner.
I was
going to
say, I have had that. It was ground. It was mushy. Still good, though. Great for hot dogs.
I think it's almost specifically for hot dogs.
Yeah, probably is.
I've never known anybody to crack open a can of Texas Pete chili and just go to town. Mm-hmm. All right.
Castleberry is pretty good, too.
What's that?
Castleberry.
I know we have strong opinions in this room on this one. How do we prefer our salmon?
Me, either raw or smoked.
Miles?
Any way you give it to me.
All right, just to remind people, you have cooked.
What about anally?
And then then you have lox, which is cured with salt.
Love it.
Okay, yeah, lox.
And then raw as sushi.
Yep.
Ooh, it is raw as sushi.
Mm-hmm.
48% said they prefer cooked salmon. 10% like it best as sushi. 5% said lox. 11% said no preference.
It's all different.
And then 26% of people don't want salmon. I'm with you, but this is one where I take all three.
I do too.
I like lox. Sure. Yeah. I love sushi, and I like cooked salmon.
No, me too.
Cook salmon.
Yeah.
It also depends on how you cook it.
There's ways that are better. It's just once you cook it through, I don't know what it is about the salmon that changes the flavor so much, but I don't know. The taste of cooked salmon to me is horrible. But if it's raw, like I'll eat it like a goddamn grizzly bear.
My only thing is, maybe it's just something I did not grow up with. I don't, like alderwood planks or whatever.
Yeah.
I never said, man, it tastes so much like wood, I love it.
Right.
Like, wooded to me is not what... I don't mind the smokiness of what certain...
Yeah.
The smoke it brings to certain
foods. That's the idea. If you cook it on the plank, it should give you kind of a smoke flavor.
It ends up tasting like the wood. So to me, it's like, I just never thought, hey, I want some wood for dinner.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but I get it every time. They're like, it's cooked on a wood plank. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
It's like people do barbecue with an apple spray. I was thinking to myself, if I wanted apples, I'd eat an apple.
Also, the best salmon I ever had was when I was DJing a bat mitzvah.
I believe that, man.
It was unbelievable.
Seriously, yeah. That's, I'm guessing that was lox.
No. It was cooked salmon.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was caramelized or something. Like, look, there's awesome salmon. We're in the
salmon capital of the world.
Yeah. Salmon capital of the world, but I still think about the salmon when I was DJing. Yep. Also, might have been the first time I had it. All right. Chicken wings. Now, they have percentages of what people, like, what they prefer, but some people are just wrong. So 35% of them said with bones. Correct. That makes it a chicken wing. 34% said boneless wings. Your child eat a chicken nugget, which is fine. I love nuggets and tenders. 19% don't care, and 12% don't like wings. As many shots as I take about boneless wings, at the end of the day, I don't care. Like, I prefer bone in, but then sometimes you want them boneless. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah. You're at the bar. You got a basket of food. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, whatever they got, I'll eat it.
I will say one thing that varies from the head chef on chicken wings versus boneless wings is that dry seasoning I love on chicken wings bone in. But if you're going to have boneless wings, you got to have a wet sauce, in my opinion.
Okay. No, I'm right there with it. I don't know why that is, but you're 100% correct.
Yeah, right?
If you dry rub boneless, I don't know why that bugs me.
Because it doesn't, there's no skin.
Yeah.
So it doesn't stick the same.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about bread. which is kind of funny. People were asked where they prefer white or wheat.
White.
41% said wheat. 35% said white. 19% don't care. 12% have more eclectic bread taste.
I have an eclectic bread palate.
Look, I don't think I have an eclectic taste, but if you ask me what's my favorite bread, I'd say sourdough.
Well, sure. And bread, depending on what you're having, wherever you are, there's a reason you have certain bread in certain places. You're going to have focaccia maybe if you're lucky at an Italian restaurant. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
If you ever try to make a focaccia sandwich, you can't get through three bites because it's so filling. It's too much.
I mean, I agree. Everyone can probably tell you their favorite bread. But the only question they ask, again, it's like, what's your favorite color? Some sort of corduroy. Like,
yeah.
Okay, look, I'm sure you have a more sophisticated palate than white and wheat bread. Congratulations. You're a human being. They just said, which one of these?
I think it's easier to talk about the bread you don't like.
Right. You can bread you rattle those off.
Like ciabatta. Ciabatta. It's easy to bash on ciabatta. It sucks.
And it's so close to Chewbacca, who's my favorite Star Wars character.
When it comes to peanut butter, 48% want creamy.
Yes.
30% want crunchy. 12% are just fiends. They'll take peanut butter however they can get it.
I wish I was those people. I do.
And then, 10% just said, I have a nut allergy.
Oh. That's a problem. That's awesome.
Sorry.
See, that would be the worst.
Thrill, as you've gotten, I shouldn't say older, you're 50 years old, but I feel like as I've gotten older, I could deal with crunchy.
I can't. Look, here's the difference, right? At this point in your life, with the exception of vegetables that I just straight up hate, you can tolerate what comes your way. It's just like you were saying with the bread. Like, if you're asking my preference, give me creamy peanut butter. If you make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich and it is crunchy, I'm not delighted, but I'm not going to, as a kid, I'm not eating it, right?
Correct.
Like,
right. I would not
eat it. Not going to happen. I mean, hell, I wouldn't eat the crust on my bread as a kid. So there's things you don't love, but you're like, yeah, I can deal with this. Again, it's like the beans and the chili. I don't want them there, but if they're there, fine.
They talk about coffee. 51% of us add cream and sugar. 19% want it black. 7% said they don't care. 23% didn't answer. Well, they retired. They didn't have coffee.
I'm not answering that question.
I always say this. I drink black coffee, Americanos all during the week. But like a sweet coffee is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Get the sweet cream at Starbucks yet?
God.
No, I've got to do that.
Just remember to ask for sweet cream.
Mike introduced me to the sweet cream, and it is
I know, my buddy does changer. The same thing.
I get an iced coffee with a sweet cream.
Yeah.
Man, that's good.
Alcohol. 18% said they prefer beer. 17% wine. 16% liquor. 5% spiked seltzers. Another 5% alcohol ciders. And then here's the best one. 7% said, we'll drink anything you put in front of us.
Sure. Yeah, you would.
That's the truth of it. But yeah, I have a preference. It's what, you know.
I'm not going to say no. You only have wine.
Like it's
well,
like,
look, I know a ton of people that rarely drink beer, right? Mm-hmm. They just drink cocktails or spirits.
Sure.
But at a sporting event, it's like, let's go to beer. Like, right, you want some booze?
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Scott, sober, not sober?
Sober, sipping on a clean after replacing skylights. So.
Ah. Scott, is your genitalia lighter than, same color as, or darker than your regular skin?
Shade darker.
Shade darker.
Shade darker. Just one shade.
A little darker.
In fact, if you're standing far away, you can't even tell, Miles. So you said you're replacing skylights?
Yeah, on my house. They lose their vacuum. So up here before it got too flipping hot and put two of them in.
Is it raining where you are?
It's sprinkling and, you know, little humidity, but not bad.
Okay.
All right. East Coast humid, that's for darn sure.
That is. We have a couple of listeners that are currently on the East Coast for various reasons, and we got a few texts and emails from them explaining that it is ungodly humid. We're like, we know.
Scott, that email you sent in, did that deer just walk right up to you?
I damn near stepped on it, Miles. We walked around the corner and almost clocked it with my foot.
How old was that thing? 3 days old?
It was the smallest one. We had a doe jump our fence and give birth in our yard, and we found those after a while and put them outside the fence. They were quite a bit bigger than that one, so these look like they couldn't have been more than a week or so old.
So, but, you know, like, and obviously a deer is different than a bear, but mama's going to take care of babies one way or another. So when you see a deer that small, once you pick that bad boy up, I mean, is your head on a swivel making sure mom doesn't get pissed?
She's not going to come near you. She's going to be deer. You can't even see them when they're 6 feet away from you. They're hidden. But she couldn't have been probably more than, you know, 10 feet from us just watching. And even if you do pick them up, which, you know, that won't hurt them because she'll lick them again and give them no scent. And without any scent, I mean, my dog didn't even pay attention to him. She walked right past him like, well, I don't know what you are.
So wait a minute. So like a mama deer, when it licks its young, you're saying it's getting rid of the deer scent?
It'll get rid of the scent. It makes them, fawns have no scent, which makes them that much more invisible to predators.
Huh.
That's why. And then when you do come across them, they will drop and freeze. And I mean, you could look at them and they do not move. It looks like they don't even blink. They're just
That's why
there's some people on Third Avenue that act the same way, Scott. I'm telling you.
I'll typically put human scent on my penis, so right. It'll encourage someone to lick it off.
Right.
Yeah. My son and daughter-in-law just took their kids to Orlando to Harry Potter World. They just landed, and they're right in the middle of all that. Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, it's bad, man. Yeah. Yeah. It is bad. It is. Well, have fun at Harry Potter.
Yeah, and here comes a tropical storm.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to have a great time, but I've been at Disney World on July 4th. Orlando is miserable in the summer.
Right. Florida's ridiculous. You'd think you're in a different continent, in a different country.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, here is your question. You might know a lot about deer, but can you tell me, Elizabeth Garrett Anderson, she became the first female what? Doctor, pilot, astronaut, or politician?
Astronaut. Try that one.
Yep. Doctor.
Yep. First lady doctor.
I was going to say, got these lady doctors out here.
When they finally came up with the exact standards you would need to be a licensed medical practitioner, she was the first woman to actually get the license.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid of a lady doctor.
Do I get to pull down my pants now?
Give me that lady doctor. Tell me something. Doctor.
We don't get to pull down my pants.
My penis look darker than the rest of me or lighter. Be honest. All right, your question. What is the defining feature of a deciduous tree?
Oh, a deciduous tree loses its leaves.
Dude, as soon as I asked, I'm like, this guy is going to know the answer.
If you know
the deer licking their babies, he'll know it's deciduous trees.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
So what's the opposite? Just an evergreen?
Is that the difference? I knew deciduous trees are the ones that drop their leaves. I do not know what you call the others, but yeah, evergreen would make sense. It's kind of in the name.
Deciduous. That's a good word.
It is. Barbara Streisand could sing it. She could sing evergreen.
Deciduous.
There's also coniferous trees.
What's that?
They're coned.
It says the complete opposite of a deciduous tree is not coniferous, but is called the evergreen tree.
All right.
Yeah, think pine cone.
And Ted with the big tree knowledge. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jim, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Jim, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, let's get personal here on our men's room poll. Is your genitalia lighter than, same color as, or darker than your skin?
I'm going to have to go darker there.
Darker. Okay. Notice we haven't had any female contestants.
Dog of the berry, the sweet of the juice, Mama. Hop to it. Someone just texted this, and I appreciate this. I think you guys will appreciate this. This is an educational show, right? You got the kids around. Yeah, it's like Reading Rainbow.
Right.
Says, you guys are teaching us so much about animals this week. Now I know that baby deers don't smell, and also, and I forgot about this already, birds don't have anuses.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
We didn't know.
They use that same hole for everything.
Everything.
Male, female, sex, the pooping, the peeing, the whole thing.
Charge their cell phone.
It's like the outtake and it's your home.
It really is. All right, here is your question. The song Sweet Georgia Brown is the signature song of what basketball team?
Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. That was very specific.
Sweet Georgia.
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's what I was thinking. I would eat any food product if it came from the Sweet Georgia Brown company.
I got anyone here.
Come on,
I'll play for it.
Play the theme.
I'll play it for you. Ready? I think you
Miles
can name,
got that.
You
I
can name this tune
day.
In one note.
Oh, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep.
Again, I saw them this year. They come around. Go see them. They're awesome.
It is.
They play the song?
They do. And they have like an updated version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of imagine where that's going. Yeah. All right. Your question. What are the five boroughs of New York City?
All right. We got Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yeah.
Queens.
Yeah.
Staten Island.
Correct.
Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. Manhattan.
Yep.
Yep.
And
the bad one.
I mean, it's still expensive.
Harlem?
What was your guess?
Harlem?
No. Harlem's part of Manhattan.
Yeah.
You forgot the Bronx.
Right. You got Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and the Bronx.
The hell with the Yankees.
See? Bronx is still expensive, but like, I know people that live in Queens, I know people that live in Manhattan, I know people that live in Staten Island. I don't know anybody that lives in the Bronx.
The Bronx is still the best. It's expensive because it's New York City, but like, even when you meet people from Brooklyn, they're going, either they're complaining, like, man, we're getting gentrified, or I'm part of the people gentrifying it. I like it. Manhattan's Manhattan. Everyone understands, right? Staten Island, there's some pride in spite of it, kind of being the stepchild. Brooklyn, if you meet someone from Brooklyn, you'll find out they're from Brooklyn within 2 seconds.
For sure.
But people from the Bronx, they're still, like, angry.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you say Queens. People are like, yeah, man, Queens, very family-oriented, believe it or not. Like, yeah, Queens is cool. The Bronx, like, I'm from the Bronx, F you! Like, wow, man.
Yeah, I mean, I went to see the old Yankee Stadium the last year it was there. And after the game, we decided to walk around the Bronx, basically because we wanted to smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, Bronx seems a little,
it's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different than the rest.
I feel like I stuck out.
Not because you're smoking weed.
No, right, trust me.
That was your camo.
People smoking blunts.
I'm so high, I think I see a white man.
No, it really is a white man.
Hey, man, you seen a white dude, too? What you put in this?
It's a white man with a beard.
Did you put, sprinkle this with PCP? Because that dude looks white, and there's no way.
All right, here, your question. What star constellation's Latin name translates to little bear?
Oh, man.
You've heard of it.
Ursa Minor?
Bingo. Yeah. Think of my man with the big brain. By the way, there is a restaurant called Sweet Georgia Brown. It's a soul food restaurant in Dallas. You didn't have to tell us it was soul food.
Oh, I thought it was Chinese food.
Yeah. Welcome to Sweet Trash Balls, traditional Chinese food.
I will have the Kung Pao chicken.
Here we call Kung Pao. Blidow chicken.
I like the way that guy switched from the Brothers Grimm to the Grimm Brothers.
The Grimm Brothers.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Hey, and the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the authorities and the legal system of Rumbek, Sudan. Now, a lot of crazy things are going on in our country. People are on different sides of the fence. But here's this. Earlier this month, an elderly woman was attacked for no apparent reason. The assailant saw her on the street, charged at her, hit her in the ribs. Now, the severity of the injuries ended up proving fatal. And here's the thing. It's unclear what even provoked the attack in the first place, but witnesses identified the attacker. He was taken into custody. Now, after a speedy trial, they're not beating around the bush. After a speedy trial, he was sentenced to 3 years in a military camp. But even crazier, after the time is served, he'll be turned over to the family of the victim to do with him as they see fit. Now, that is what I call justice. Should also point out that the assailant is a goat.
Oh.
Apparently, the goat came charging out of nowhere, just hit this woman, dropped her, right? Injuries proved fatal. They arrested the goat, not the owner of the goat. They arrested the goat. They held a trial for the goat. They determined the goat was guilty because all the witnesses said that's the goat. And to be fair, goat never spoke up in its own defense. Yeah, they fingered the goat. They were actually putting this goat in a military camp for 3 years. And when it gets out, it goes to the family.
Oh, no.
Well, if you're going to do all that, what?
Dad, I don't know.
Okay, so why'd you just kill the goat?
I don't know. I do not know. They put it on trial. It was found guilty. It's not going to be slaughtered. It's going to go to a military camp. I don't know what a goat military camp entails. And then when it's done with that, it goes to the family. Then it will most likely be butchered.
All right.
That's right. Goat justice, bitches.
Justice
for you.
The sheer audacity.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Scott, sober, not sober?
Sober, sipping on a clean after replacing skylights. So.
Ah. Scott, is your genitalia lighter than, same color as, or darker than your regular skin?
Shade darker.
Shade darker.
Shade darker. Just one shade.
A little darker.
In fact, if you're standing far away, you can't even tell, Miles. So you said you're replacing skylights?
Yeah, on my house. They lose their vacuum. So I got up there before it got too flipping hot and put two of them in.
Is it raining where you are?
It's sprinkling and, you know, little humidity, but not bad.
Okay.
Not East Coast humid, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, that is. We have a couple of listeners that are currently on the East Coast for various reasons, and we got a few texts and emails from them explaining that it is ungodly humid. We're like, we know.
Scott, that email you sent in, did that deer just walk right up to you?
I damn near stepped on it, Miles. Yep. Walked around the corner and almost clocked it with my foot.
How old was that thing? Like 3 days old?
It was the smallest one. We had a doe jump our fence and give birth in our yard, and we found those after a while and put them outside the fence. They were quite a bit bigger than that one. So these look like they couldn't have been more than a week or so old.
So, but, you know, like, and obviously a deer is different than a bear, but mama's going to take care of babies one way or another. So when you see a deer that small, once you pick that bad boy up, I mean, is your head on a swivel making sure mom doesn't get pissed?
She's not going to come near you. She's going to be, they're deer, you can't even see them when they're 6 feet away from you. They're hidden. But she couldn't have been probably more than, you know, 10 feet from us just watching. And even if you do pick them up, which, you know, that won't hurt them because she'll lick them again and give them no scent. And without any scent, I mean, my dog didn't even pay attention to him. She walked right past him like, well, I don't know what you are.
So wait a minute. So like a mama deer, when it licks its young, you're saying it's getting rid of the deer scent?
It'll get rid of the scent. It makes them, fawns have no scent, which makes them that much more invisible to predators.
Huh. That's
and
why I
then
put...
when you do come across them, they will drop and freeze. And I mean, you could look at them and they do not move. It looks like they don't even blink. They're just...
That's why
there's some people on Third Avenue that act the same way, Scott. I'm telling you.
I'll typically put human scent on my penis, so it'll encourage someone to lick it off.
Right. Yeah, my son and daughter-in-law just took their kids to Orlando to Harry Potter World. They just landed, and they're right in the middle of all that. Yeah, right now.
Yeah, it's bad, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is bad. It is. Well, have fun at Harry Potter.
Yeah, and here comes a tropical storm.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like they're going to have a great time, but I've been at Disney World on July 4th. Orlando is miserable in the summer.
Right. Florida's ridiculous. You'd think you're in a different continent, in a different country.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, here is your question. You might know a lot about deer, but can you tell me, Elizabeth Garrett Anderson, she became the first female what? Doctor, pilot, astronaut, or politician?
Astronaut. Try that one.
Yep. Doctor.
Yep. First lady doctor.
I was going to say, got these lady doctors out here.
When they finally came up with the exact standards you would need to be a licensed medical practitioner, she was the first woman to actually get the license.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid of a lady doctor.
Do I get to pull down my pants now?
Give me that lady doctor. Tell me something. Doctor.
When do I get to pull down my pants?
My penis look darker than the rest of me or lighter. Be honest. All right, your question. What is the defining feature of a deciduous tree?
Oh, well, a deciduous tree loses its leaves.
Dude, as soon as I asked, I'm like, this guy is going to know the answer.
If you
know the deer licking their babies, he'll know it's deciduous trees.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
So what's the opposite? Just an evergreen?
Is that the difference? I knew deciduous trees are the ones that drop their leaves. I do not know what you call the other ones, but yeah, evergreen would make sense. It's kind of in the name.
Deciduous. That's a good word.
It is. Barbara Streisand could sing it. She could sing evergreen.
Deciduous.
There's also coniferous trees.
What's that?
They're coned.
It says the complete opposite of a deciduous tree is not coniferous, but is called the evergreen tree.
All right.
Yeah, think pine cone.
And Ted with the big tree knowledge. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Jim, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Jim, welcome to the show. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, let's get personal here on our men's room poll. Is your genitalia lighter than, same color as, or darker than your skin?
I'm going to have to go darker there.
Darker. Okay. Notice we haven't had any female contestants.
The dog of the bear, the sweet of the juice, Mama. Hop to it. Someone just texted this, and I appreciate this. I think you guys will appreciate this. This is an educational show, right? You got the kids around. Yeah, it's like reading Rainbow.
Right.
Says, you guys are teaching us so much about animals this week. Now I know that baby deers don't smell. And also, and I forgot about this already, birds don't have anuses.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
We didn't know.
They use that same hole for everything.
Everything.
Male, female, sex, the pooping, the peeing, the whole thing.
Charge their cell phone.
It's like the outtake and it's your home.
It really is. All right, here is your question. The song Sweet Georgia Brown is the signature song of what basketball team?
Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta Hawks. That was very specific.
Sweet
Jim.
Georgia. Yeah. Right, that makes sense.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I would eat any food product if it came from the Sweet Georgia Brown company.
I got anyone here.
Come on.
I'll play for it.
Play the theme.
I'll play it for you. Ready? I think you can
Miles
name,
got that.
You can name this tune in one note.
Oh, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep.
Again, I saw them this year. They come around. Go see them. They're awesome.
It is.
They play the song?
They do. And they have like an updated version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of imagine where that's going. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your question. What are the five boroughs of New York City?
All right. We got Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yep.
Queens.
Yep.
Staten Island.
Correct.
Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island. Manhattan.
Yep.
Yep.
And
the bad one.
I mean, it's still expensive.
Harlem?
What was your guess?
Harlem?
No. Harlem's part of Manhattan. Yeah. You forgot the Bronx.
Right. You got Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, and the Bronx.
The hell with the Yankees.
See? Bronx is still expensive, but like I know it's people that live in Queens. I know people that live in Manhattan. I know people that live in Staten Island. I don't know anybody that lives in the Bronx.
The Bronx is still the best. It's expensive because it's New York City, but like even when you meet people from Brooklyn, they're going, either they're complaining like, man, we're getting gentrified, or I'm part of the people gentrifying it. I like it. Manhattan's Manhattan. Everyone understands, right? Staten Island, there's some pride in spite of it, kind of being the stepchild. Brooklyn, if you meet someone from Brooklyn, you'll find out they're from Brooklyn within 2 seconds.
For sure.
But people from the Bronx, they're still like angry.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you say Queens. People are like, yeah, man, Queens, very family-oriented, believe it or not. Like, yeah, Queens is cool. The Bronx, like, I'm from the Bronx, F you! Like, wow, man.
Yeah, I mean, I went to see the old Yankee Stadium the last year it was there. And after the game, we decided to walk around the Bronx, basically because we wanted to smoke a blunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, Bronx seems a little,
it's a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different than the rest.
I feel like I stuck out.
Not because you're smoking weed.
No, right, trust me.
That was your camo.
People smoking blunts.
I'm so high, I think I see a white man. No, it really is a white man.
Hey, man, you seen a white dude, too? What'd you put in this?
It's a white man with a beard.
Did you put sprinkled this with PCP? Because that dude looks white, and there's no way. All right. Here, your question. What star constellation's Latin name translates to little bear?
Oh, man.
You've heard of it.
Ursa Minor?
Bingo.
Yeah. Right. Look at my man with the big brain. By the way, there is a restaurant called Sweet Georgia Brown. It's a soul food restaurant in Dallas. You didn't have to tell us it was soul food.
Oh, I thought it was Chinese food.
Yeah. Welcome to Sweet Trash Balls, traditional Chinese
food. I will have the Kung Pao chicken.
Here we call Kung Pao. Blidao chicken.
I like the way that guy switched from the Brothers Grimm to the Grimm Brothers.
The Grimm Brothers.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the authorities and the legal system of Rumbek, Sudan. Now, a lot of crazy things are going on in our country. People are on different sides of the fence. But here's this. Earlier this month, an elderly woman was attacked for no apparent reason. The assailant saw her on the street, charged at her, hit her in the ribs. Now, the severity of the injuries ended up proving fatal. And here's the thing. It's unclear what even provoked the attack in the first place, but witnesses identified the attacker. He was taken into custody. Now, after a speedy trial, they're not beating around the bush. After a speedy trial, he was sentenced to 3 years in a military camp. But even crazier, after the time is served, he'll be turned over to the family of the victim to do with him as they see fit. Now, that is what I call justice. Should also point out that the assailant is a goat.
Oh.
Apparently the goat came charging out of nowhere, just hit this woman, dropped her, right? Injuries proved fatal. They arrested the goat, not the owner of the goat. They arrested the goat. They held a trial for the goat. They determined the goat was guilty because all the witnesses said that's the goat. And to be fair, goat never spoke up in its own defense. Yeah, they fingered the goat. They were actually putting this goat in a military camp for 3 years. And when it gets out, it goes to the family.
Oh, no.
Well, if you're going to do all that, what?
I don't know.
Okay, so why'd you just kill the goat?
I don't know. I do not know. They put it on trial. It was found guilty. It's not going to be slaughtered. It's going to go to a military camp. I don't know what a goat military camp entails. And then when it's done with that, it goes to the family. Then it will most likely be butchered.
All right.
That's right. Goat justice, bitches.
Goat
justice. Justice for you.
The sheer audacity.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.